Oh,
here's a pheasant feather here.
A female pheasant has been eaten by somebody.
It's got
a certain pattern on it. It's like a zebra.
Yeah, it's brown. So it's got brown bits and then thin white stripes.
Oh.
So it's a very good camouflage. Somebody had that bird.
I wonder how well zebras' camouflage work.
Well, I suppose they're like shadows. If you're under a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Reminds me of singing, "All we like sheep."
We like sheep.
Yeah, we like sheep have gone astray. It goes, but.
Yeah.
And I remember Adrian going, "We like sheep too."
What does it mean to eat?
Well, I don't know. I can't remember who said it now, but somebody said the we was too long or something. Was it too short? Something is quite funny anyway.
Oh, here's another. A little
storage place for them.
Brick bones, stone stuff.
It's funny how these aristocrats were into sort of the fashions, just like we are.
Well, the thing is, they wanted. I suppose if you've got a big house, you want to prove to all your other visitors who have got big houses that yours is the best, don't you?
I think, what's this, the old entrance to the house? I think it was, maybe.
Going
in
up
the
this
olden
way,
days.
Yes,
yeah. Oh, right.
This way.
Oh, that way, right.
Yeah, right. Getting up the hill.
There's a slightly elevated little island, like a little mound.
On the top.
And there's some Motton Baileys,
they think. A what?
Motton Baileys.
You don't know what
Motton
Baileys
is? No, what is
what?
It?
What? You don't know what a mot is?
No.
It's the original castle.
It's a fortification, Fiona.
Oh, like a moat?
Yeah. The Motton Baileys. These are a ring of soil, and you put the castle in the middle.
Yeah.
And that was before they sort of started building proper.
Was that before the Normans invaded? Before 1066?
Well, all the temporary castles, because what they did is they built castles on the moon.
I think going to say on the moon then.
Fiona, listen to this little lamb.
Yeah.
Make little fortifications. Yeah, and then if they were good, they made them into proper castles. Usually with a well, had to have a well somewhere to get the water in case, you know, if you're surrounded, you wouldn't need the water.
Yeah.
I took my guess one time, I took a Motton Bailey. I'm quite disappointed, so I wanted to see a big castle.
Oh.
What it was it, we saw a sign saying to the castle. When we got there, it was just a basic Motton Bailey.
Oh.
We're all looking at us now, Fiona.
Well, we've got the lambs.
Wondering whether we're friend or foe.
Well, lots of lambs. Yeah, they'd be particularly very mild.
Now, Fiona, look at this tree.
That's... Oh, you can bend that. Over there.
Oh, yeah.
See how long it is, because it's a big wobble, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be dangerous, actually.
These are the kind of things that kids play on.
Yeah.
You jump on and go up and down.
Yeah.
This one here, this would be more like a children's one. This one might be just a little girl. It's superb. Get on there.
No. I don't want to break it.
It'll swing on there.
I can go on your audio booth.
What, the picture?
Yeah, guess it. Okay. I'll hold that. You get to get on.
Get on the tree.
Yeah.
If I die.
Go the other side. Cause the
you won't know about it.
Yeah, no, the other side, because the sun's this side.
And she's not on yet.
How do you get on it?
You have to jump up.
Oh my god.
Exercise. Come on. Bum up. What? That's it. Nearly. Try again.
Why am I doing this?
It hasn't snapped yet, so you're right. Just touch the teeth.
Just help her on my feet. I can't do it. I'm going to throw it. I'll just go.
Are you on?
Yeah. Don't let go of me.
Fiona, put your shoes over your belly button.
Oh dear. All that activity.
All that. Right,
yeah, I'm just taking a lovely picture of you smiling.
You can enjoy the rock. Oh, no. Rock of my baby on the treetop. Sheep, it's alright. So you don't have to call 999.
Can I get down?
No. Maya's taking a video of it.
No, I'm not taking a video. That's alright, Fiona. I've got it now.
Oh, good. Oh. You stop rocking it now.
Don't you think you'd like to stay there all afternoon?
Not
enjoying
really.
Enjoying it?
No.
You're not enjoying it?
No, I'd like to get off now.
Yeah. Right, it's up to you.
Oh.
There we are. This way. We're under. Oh. Your baggage. Oh, God. Your trunk.
Elephant's trunk.
Let's go on the modern baby.
You don't often see those convenient trees.
Wonderful.
That's
isn't
a nice
it?
Tree, that.
Ooh.
Very friendly child. Child friendly tree, that.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got an even better child friendly tree over here.
All the sheep are under it.
No, they're enjoying the shade. Oh, they're all going. Staring all around. I'm not going to go to that one. I'm going to the one that Maya didn't think I'm going to. I'm going to another one behind it, which is an old dead one. Oh, no, if you can't reach that. This one, this is a really weird one. This is a rotten tree.
Yeah, hang on a sec, because my nose is running and that's not good.
Oh, used to use this sort of stuff. This is
branch. Oh yeah.
This is falling down. See those bits?
There's bits come off, yeah.
No, they're brilliant, they are. Do you know what they use them for when you're a kid?
What?
You collect those together, get a magnifying glass.
All right.
And you
start a fire?
Yeah, brilliant for catching fire.
Yeah. It
starts almost immediately.
Oh.
This is one of the big bits.
Oh, yeah.
Over that.
Yeah. Ooh, ouch.
So another one there.
Yeah.
It's amazing, it's still. Just
here. Yeah.
Just up.
Well, it's probably so kids can play on it and stuff.
No, then nobody would come here normally. This is just left. So this must be quite a bit old. And this one around here is got. I'm sure what's on there.
What is it?
It's sort of fungi starting to grow on it.
Mushrooms.
Yeah, little mushroomy things. Another one here, a tree that's dead. That hasn't fallen down yet. It's a dead tree. What's missing, Fiona?
Missing?
It's the bark. It's very quiet.
Yeah, there are a bit, not much bark left. Yeah. That's a big bit I've broken off, look.
Yeah. That's the bark, and that's the.
Yeah.
Pull the bits off. It's been well weathered.
Yeah.
This is an oak tree. Oh, that's why it's so strong and not falling over yet.
Oh.
But there are one or two bits that have fallen off it.
Yeah, like the bark.
Like this.
Oh yeah, that's quite big.
That's one branch falling off.
Okay.
That's a lovely field for sheep to be in.
Have you felt a cone?
I don't know.
They've got some lovely cones.
There's a cart, any cones. There's
a cone in the other cart.
Well, you go and get one.
No, they're on the tree. You don't take them off.
These
are the ones. These are the seeds here.
Yeah.
If you look at, this has come from the cone. That's a one segment. And then if you, can you feel the seed coming off it? That little leafy bit.
Yeah.
I've got
them
here. Oh. Here, that's the seed.
Oh, it's teeny.
Yeah.
They fly in the wind, I suppose.
Yeah, what do you think that is?
Oh, is that the cone?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I've not touched.
That's not opened up, obviously.
You know, so one of those segments. Oh, here's one that's open.
Yeah. This is this year's growth, I suppose.
So can you feel it's opened
up?
Oh,
yeah.
And then as it opens up, these little seeds, the slivery seeds...
Come out. Yeah.
And that's how it grows the next generation.
Yeah.
You take that to an ice cream shop, they might swap it.
Can you fill up this cone? Yeah. How funny.
A cone for a cone,
yeah,
please.
Look, Fiona, can you feel the seeds on the flat bit of it? There.
Oh, yeah.
The papery bits.
Yeah.
Amazing, isn't it?
Cedar seeds.
Yeah. Right, we're going to the Motton Bailey now. And we've chased the sheep from underneath the cedar tree. They've now gone on the Motton Bailey. So we're going to chase them off the Motton Bailey. These poor things don't have any rest.
No.
So it's quite high, Fiona, if you climb up it. So.
This was normally the watery bit, but it's obviously been filled in.
Little moat.
And then we're going up the,
up
to the top.
This will be full of nettles. The nettles are just beginning to grow. And we're quite high up, which is why we have it here.
Hmm.
Good view around.
So we're going around the edge of it. So it's fairly big. It's as big as our house in the garden.
Oh, right.
And then the house is in front of us now.
Yeah.
And then the lake, where we were, down at the bottom, is where the sun is at the moment.
Oh, right.
Can you smell the nettles that we've crushed?
Maybe a bit, I don't know.
Oh, and here's some little cones as well, of another tree. What is this?
They've got numbers on Maya.
Yeah.
What, the sheep?
No. So feel the cones here. These are much smaller. Keep
that
going.
That tree is number 109.
Where?
It's got a green sticker on it.
Oh yeah, small cones.
Can you smell? It's a bit Christmassy. So crunch the leaves, the needles.
Sort of.
No, no, I can't. Oh yes, you can smell a bit of resin.
Yeah.
And all these trees have got a square fencing around it with barbed wire, so be careful, this is all barbed wire.
When you were on the phone to Jenny, is that to stop the sheep?
Yeah.
Nope. When you get to the other side of the mountain, what happens, Fiona?
Go down again.
Yeah. Oh, most of them have twins landing. Hello, babies.
Mott is spelled M-O-T-T-E.
Oh, right. Hello, girls. Oh, there's two. Stuart, I'm just going to take a picture of these two. Oh, missed opportunity. They knew, you see, that's what it is.
The threat of us.
They knew you were.
Stuart scared them off.
No.
Oh, look, this is another swing here, Fiona. Oh, this is a beech tree, there's a lot of mast.
This one's ideal for you.
This
is for,
yeah.
For old ladies, this one.
Yeah. Yeah. I've even got somewhere to rest my bag, look.
Jump up there with it. It'll take me as well, will it?
I don't know. Could be a bit dodgy.
Yeah.
It's quite nice. When you can reach the floor, it's quite nice.
Don't feel so vulnerable, eh?
Yeah.
Can you hear these mews, Fiona?
Yeah, and the sheep.
Haven't got a picture of you yet, Maya. I think you better go on here and I'll give you a... You go on with Fiona and I'll take a picture of you as well.
There we are. Hang on. Can you hear that mewing?
Yeah, that's buzzards.
Yeah.
The idea if I pressed the right one, wouldn't it?
Well, Stuart, you have to go portrait, please. Not landscape.
It's quite relaxing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Woo!
Have you got it now?
Fiona.
Yeah.
A giggle. Give her a...
Ah! Naughty.
This could be your picture on your website for me.
What, of me on a tree? You're going to put it on Facebook? That'd be nice.
What tree is that? That's a...
It's a beach.
Yeah. Oh, got the beech nuts on the floor, yeah. I love beech, but for working with it. It's a lovely wood to work with. It's so strong.
Is
and
it?
And easy to plane and work, isn't it?
Yeah?
The fossils to our right have been in the light of the sky.
Oh.
All you can hear is crows.
There's two of them soaring on their currents.
Oh. No raisins though. Mum. No. rubbish joke.
Sorry. Yeah.
Currants, raisins.
Oh, I see, I thought you said raisins. I thought you meant raisins and crows.
No. Just being very silly.
No, we're going to hospital.
What?
Soaring,
yeah.
Did I let you in?
Yeah.
What's the password?
I think we want the farthing,
it's
a toll.
Yeah, there's a toll here, yeah.
Sounds like you're moving up in the sky.
Where are they?
You can't hear them anymore. They've gone there.
Oh, you can see the sun.
They're quiet now, of course.
Not sure, might be wrens, I'm not sure.
What are those ones twittering away now, Maya?
Sorry?
What are those twittering ones?
Those?
Yeah, they wrens.
I think so.
You got it right, haven't you?
I hope so.
Well, if not, I got it right.
Yeah.
All these trees have got these numbered stickers, numbered things on there.
Yeah,
well, we'll documented.
I think we have to go around and go back up to past the ha-ha, along the ha-ha, and up the steps again.
Mm. And then where are we going?
Back into the house, and you can play some piano if you want.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good.